Hey, everybody, it's Crooked Cap on Baseball. Today we're going to talk about Schinburgers. Oh, yeah, Schinburgers. We'll do that when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Crooked Cap on Baseball, and this is game two of this three-game series with the Dodgers. And, Kite, there was a night last night that one of the Giants had, Lamont Wade Jr., that we need to talk about because he'll probably look back on this one as being the worst day in the big leagues. First of all, his mother and father flew all the way out from Washington, D.C., Lamont Wade Sr. and his wife, Emily. And they were there, and, you know, they had the look of concern. As you know, I'm sure it's the same one they had when they watched Lamont play in Little League, and, you know, they were into it. It was pretty fun. They were all dressed up, had their Giants gear on. Well, what does Lamont Wade Jr. do? He goes out there, and he strikes out four times. But
he doesn't have a hit against a lefty, Mike.
He hasn't had a hit against a lefty, and he's got to face Julio Urias, who's like one of the toughest lefties in the game. That's all right. Well, he strikes out four times, but that's not what I want to ask you. Because in the game last night, in his fourth at bat, he hit a foul ball off his shin. And the big deal is that, like, a week ago in L.A., he hit one off his shin in the exact same spot. So he lights himself up, and he...
Off the same guy.
Same guy. Blake Treinen. So he's trying his best to, you know, get through it, and he does. It takes a while. He gets in the box, and what's he do? He fouls the next one off his leg again. A little bit higher, not exactly on the same spot, but he couldn't even put weight on it. So, okay, I'm thinking, here's this guy. He's just miserable in the big leagues in front of his mom and dad. Did you ever have any kind of an experience like that, whacking balls off your shin?
Well, one of my first at-bats in spring training during batting practice, and it could have been in 82, but Frank Robinson was the manager, and we were on field number one at the old Indian school complex. And I don't know if it was the first or second round, but I hit a bullet. And actually, it was one of the very first time they were registering miles per hour off, 112 miles per hour off the bat, off my shin bone. At least that's what the car that was going down Speedway was going when it hit it. But anyway, I stepped out, and, you know, you're in grueling pain because when you hit your ankle, your shin, there isn't any meat there. And by the time I did the, you know, the two-step, I got back in the box, I looked down, and I literally had a golf ball on my right ankle. And Frank was at the batting cage, and he looked down and he saw it. And he said, you know, get inside, get some ice on it. And if I don't see you with a shin guard on for the next 6 months, he said, then you're not going to play. So anyway, so we thought about it and then forgot about it. And then opening day, take the field, no shin guard. And he pulls me aside and he said, you won't be playing tomorrow. And I go, what are you talking about? He said, you don't have your ankle thing on. I was like, all right, you're right. Never mind. So anyway, the bottom line is the next time I did it, I knew what the pitcher was going to try to do on the very next pitch and throw the same pitch so that I would do the same thing. And that's basically how cruel pitchers are. I mean, in all honesty, they suck for wanting to do that because in their own little way, they're trying to hurt me. And not only are they trying to get me out, but they're trying to hurt me. And that's the issue I have with you, because you were exactly that guy that would try to hurt me.
Oh, well,
why I'm running out of time now, and I took as long as I could so that you can't respond. It sucks.
Well, let's just put it this way.
Ouch.
It's amusement.
You don't have to put it anyway. Skype on Baseball. Enjoy the Schinburgers.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.